If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to part two. Are you private parties? Still here with
Sonny Jay.
Sonny
J. Sonny Jay, I think, is such a great radio name.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah, it's Sonny Jay. I mean, it sounds like a famous radio show host.
Sounds like someone who's on the radio. That's what it sounds.
And you know, your voice is so familiar. But also, don't you think, Jamie, that he's got a bit of an Alex Mitten quality about him?
Good-looking guy, charismatic. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I can see that. You know, 100%. similar mannerisms a bit.
You started off the podcast part one flirting with him. You started off part two flirting with Sonny.
Why is that flirting with him?
I don't know. Maybe it's not. Just giving
him. Fancy,
can you
fancy
Alex
Mitten or something?
That's all right, Francis. Keep him coming. I'm loving the compliments.
Sonny, when you did your first ever live show on Capital Radio, how nervous were you?
So honestly, it was the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done. Honestly,
shitting yourself.
What happened was that I went to Capital and I said, you know, I'd obviously love to come work for you. And they listened to my demos and they were like, great, yeah, perfect. And they sort of send you to go get a bit of experience on. They sent me to the South Coast. So they literally just go, right, go get your experience. There'll be a producer to meet you for 10 minutes and then go ahead and just do your shows. And it was 1 till 4 in the morning. So you get
So they sent you to the South Coast?
They send you somewhere regional just so that you can get a bit of experience for 2 weeks.
To Siberia.
Yeah.
Anywhere
but there. Anywhere but the South Coast. Please.
No, that's like when you go for a job at Harrods, right? You go for a job at Harrods. You're like, sweet. And then they put you in Gatwick Harrods. You're like, this is not what I...
That happened
to you, Jamie.
Is that kind of... Whoa, hang on a second. I wasn't expecting to relive somewhere. I wasn't ready to commute.
Honestly, it was pretty much that. They sent me there and I was like, great. And then I did my 2 weeks there and then they put me on nationally. So I was in front of the whole of the UK at 1 till 4 in the morning. So it was still graveyard shift. I just remember having the driest mouth. Like, do you know, everyone can remember that one time that they do something and they just cannot even speak. Their mouth is so dry. It's proper cotton mouth. It was horrible.
Yeah. Did you say live on radio? Sorry, everybody, I got a really dry mouth.
I should just be honest, because I think I just stuttered the whole time going, Sunny, Capital.
just saying to yourself, God, I got a really dry mouth.
But it's horrible. It's horrible actually listening to someone with a dry mouth in like speaking into a microphone.
Yeah.
It's like you can hear all the like.
You hear everything. Like, honestly, I just remember it was the worst. It was just the worst.
Didn't you have water?
No matter how much water you have, you've still got the driest mouth. I promise you, it's just horrendous. You can't get over
it. It was in the South Coast. They don't have water down there.
They don't. They don't.
It's just dry water.
Those are dry water. Yeah, so because I can imagine, you know, I've done some live things in my life. That sounds like I was being really rock and roll. I've done some live stuff. I've done some live things, and it's really intimidating. It's really intimidating. Again, going back to our stage show with Francis Live, which obviously was completely live. I forgot my lines at one point in the show, and instead of Francis ad-libbing, he freaked out. He turned to me and said, "You forgot your lines."
Oh, you threw him under the bus.
And then what I did
to try and save it was I went behind the sofa, which we had on stage, and pretended to look in a book looking for the lines. There was nothing there.
It was so meta.
Oh, I pretended,
it wasn't even a script there. He was just pretending to look at a script. In the hope that he would somehow remember his life.
So not only did I ruin the whole fourth wall by pretending I looked at a script. There was no script.
Hang on, whilst I go and look at this imaginary script.
Oh my God!
I can't believe you didn't help him out, Francis.
You know, it was the first couple of shows. It was, you know, we were just getting into the swing of things. We did like 28 shows. It was. We got it at the end. We nailed it at the end. I thought.
Well, the 28th show was really good, isn't it?
Yeah,
at the end.
Yeah. Well, that's as the crescendo.
Yeah. The penultimate show was actually quite good. Wait, Sonny, so listen, so I just want to know more about Dancing Ice because I'm just so impressed. That's so wicked that you're doing it. Because honestly, you know, doing Strictly and things like that, that, you know, obviously it's difficult and tiring and hard. But having ice skates and stuff like that at the same time, that is, I know I said before, that is so intense. Are you only training 2 hours a day? Is that all you're doing?
Yes, it's 2.5 hours a day. But do you know what? Honestly, I've been watching bits of Strictly this year and I actually think that there's tougher... I think there's more people really watch what you're doing on that show, like from your foot movements and stuff like that. I think
more scrutiny,
honestly, there really is. And I think that you can't hide behind steps on that show where you know, you see some people on Dancing Ice in the past that they might not have the steps, but they just at the top, you know, they really perform and they just, I don't know, they can kind of get away with it. And I'm not saying that, you know, that's what I'm going to be doing, but I really feel that Strictly is, you can watch it and everyone has an opinion on a dance. Everyone.
Yeah, they do. You've got some real sticklers out there in a good way.
Who really gets to you, doesn't it, Jamie?
What do you mean it gets to me?
You know, all the criticism. You know,
I don't have any.
Trying to correct you. You know, people don't criticise?
I don't have any. Not that I noticed. People haven't tagged
me. You don't read your Twitter. Do you read the Twitter feedback?
Tell you what I did read the other day, which is, Sonny, I don't know if you have ever experienced I'm sure you have 100%, but the Daily Mail comments. Oh, my God. As a joke, someone told me, you should read the comments underneath your Daily Mail article, and I did, and oh, my God, they were horrendous.
What, can you read them?
Okay, should I read you some? Because it's quite funny.
Yeah.
It was honestly, at one point I was almost...
Does it actually affect you, do you think?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't affect me at all. But I'll read you the comments. Okay,
no, you can talk about it if you...
it doesn't.
Oh, God, Jay, you can tell us, honestly. You can. If you feel that it gets to you, you can tell us.
Okay, so this is the link. So there's an article that came out about me, and these are the comments. Here we go. Their dance routine was clompy and amateurish. I can't believe the score they got. That's not a bad one. He's not very masculine, is he? she's after his fortune. I mean, they honestly goes on. Where is that? They're horrendous. And someone told me to read them as a joke, and I read them, and I was like, wow, these are quite bad.
These are mean.
Do you ever get complaints going into Capital and things like that about you guys that you have to read about or talk about or anything like that?
I can only come off the most recent experience that we had, and obviously the most sought after gift this year for Christmas. What would you think it would be?
Yoshi Cider.
No.
Yoshi Cider.
PS5.
Oh, a PS5.
It's like Turbo Man at the moment from Jingle All the Way. You can't get hold of him for dust.
Oh my God, I love that, yeah.
Right, so we gave away two on the show. And it was, do you remember Golden Balls, Jasper Carrot? And you can split or steal.
Yes!
Remember that?
Okay, well, explain what happened.
What happened was very similar to Golden Balls, is where that you can bluff each other and say, look, you know, let's split the money because I could use it for this and you could use it for this. Great, split the money, we both walk away. And it was exactly the same on our show. We had two PS5s to give away. So one dad phoned up, it was like, oh, I really want a PS5, I could do with it, I've got three kids, like, we can't get hold of them anywhere. And the other guy was like, oh, my mates have got one, I'd really love to have one. So in 3, 2, 1, you can choose whether to split or steal. So if both of you split, then you both get a PS5 each. If one of you splits and one of you steals, then the stealer would get two PS5s. If two of you steal, then obviously no one gets a PS5. So it got to the point where the guy was like, oh, my three kids, obviously I really want it. Like, it really make their Christmas. I can't afford one. So, your heartstrings are playing here, right? And the other guy was just like, look, my mates have got one. I'd really love one. Let's just both split and we'll both walk away with a PS5. In 3, 2, 1, the young geezer stole both PS5s from the guy with three kids. With three kids. Mate, honestly.
Oh my God.
It's the game, right? It's the game. It is terrifying. And it was... We've never had so many complaints on our show because I think, obviously, doing a competition like that in this current climate of the world, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is genius.
It was brilliant.
Genius.
The best bit of radio I've heard, like,
in ages. Oh my... Wait, hang on. What was your reaction when he stole?
Well, we were shocked. We were shocked. We thought they were both going to split. Happy days. They both walk away. But it was almost the best case scenario where the guy actually did steal, and he wasn't even sorry about it either. That was the worst thing. He was literally just like, oh, I've got two PS5s. And we were just like, are you serious? You're literally rubbing it in this geezer's face. But yeah, coming down to complaints, we had complaints over that, and everyone was like, you can't be condoning that and all that. You know, it happens, but it was brilliant.
But that's the rules of the game.
Yeah.
And do you know what? That the guy with the kids could have stolen too. Do you know what I mean? So it's anyone's game.
Yeah, but I love it that he played on everyone's heartstrings and was literally like, look, I have these three kids, I can't afford anything. And the guy literally was like, I've got two places.
He was literally just laughing. And I was thinking, you're harsh, man. That's savage.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is so intense.
Great, though.
Also, Sonny, hey, listen, you're engaged as well at the moment, aren't you?
I am.
At the moment.
I will be continuously engaged until we get married. Yes, I am.
Dude, hey, congratulations, buddy.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Was it nerve-wracking?
It was
building up
very nerve-wracking. And the reason why is that I chose to get engaged while we were on holiday. And it was firstly nerve-wracking because if you've ever asked anyone that's been engaged on holiday, they always say different things. You know, don't put the ring in your suitcase because if they go through your suitcase or they go through your bag, then, you know, game over. She knows that you're going to do it. I was like, fine. Then other people go, put it on your necklace and put it underneath your top, because then, you know, I was thinking, no, I can't do that. So thankfully got it out there, no worries. But I chose to propose on a boat, on the front of a boat. And I was terrified of dropping it over. I just know, like,
yes.
I don't deserve nice things. I always have something nice and always manage to ruin it. Like, look at my phone. I don't know if you can see the cracks. Oh, that's my engagement picture, sorry.
Yeah, that was your engagement photo on the front of the boat. There it was. You just wanted to show us that. Oh, sorry, that's just a photo of me and my fiance.
That is just horrendous, right? I don't deserve nice things, and I just assume.
And your charger.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. So I was just so petrified of actually losing the ring or dropping it or anything like that. But it was the best thing I've ever done. It was wicked.
Apart from when you were in the band when you were younger, because that was the best thing.
Yeah. We don't talk about that, you see. We don't talk about that.
Wait, dude, that's insane. So hang on. So you get down on... Did you do the whole get down on one knee thing and just go all the way?
Did the whole shabam. Yeah. Like, everything that you expect it to be. Like, you have this idea in your head of what you want to say. It completely goes out the window and you just, like, I don't know. It, you just... Yeah.
Oh, love you. Oh, I really love you.
Yeah. Oh, I've loved you since the first time I saw you.
Honestly, you just everything gets thrown out the window, and you just.
Were you going over what you were going to say in your head, and then you know you had an idea, and then it just went out the window.
Oh yeah, you have an idea of what you're going to say. You have an idea of how you're going to do it, and then you overthink everything. You're going, oh, what knee do you know? What knee you go down on?
No, exactly. What do you
this
do?
Is what I'm
and do you grunt as you go down? Like you've hurt yourself. Like how do you, oh my god, actually going down on one knee sucks.
Yeah, it's really
how
bad.
How do you do that in a cool way?
There's no cool way of doing it. You always got a knee click here or something there, and then you've got to get the ring out of your pocket, so your belly's kind of over your pocket. So then you've got to try and really go down into your pocket and try and get the ring out. It's ridiculous.
And then you're thinking, God, I put some holiday weight on. So.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's the all-inclusive buffet right there.
Yeah. God, I don't feel that good for doing this proposal right now. And we're on a boat.
Yeah.
Were you on a boat with loads of other people as well?
No, thankfully not. Yeah.
Just ignore all these people. Yeah. It doesn't. Just try and ignore everyone that's here. It doesn't even matter.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
But do you miss the music and the touring and the things like that now that you're kind of settled down, you've got this job and things like that? Do you miss that kind of chaos before?
There's one thing that the only thing I miss about music is the touring. It was one of the best things, just going around the UK, just getting to travel. And again, you're not on a schedule. Everything's just, you're on the road and you get picked up, you get taken everywhere and you get to perform every night. That was the best thing about being in a band. Now I feel
touring.
Yeah, touring. It's the best. Yeah. It's the best.
I think you said boring. I thought Bronx went boring.
That's the best thing about being in a band. Boring.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said. Boring.
No, honestly, it is. And I knew that I didn't want to go back into music. It's such a difficult industry. Like, it's so difficult.
But why is that? Everyone says it, but why is it so difficult?
I think it's so difficult because there is someone out there that is much younger than you, much better looking than you, that can sing better than you. And just think of like the most talented people out there that no one knows about. Like, do you know what I mean? There's so many talented people out there. So not only you've got to be talented and a great songwriter or songwriters, you've got to be lucky. You've got to have good timing. It just comes down to luck, timing, talent, everything.
But you guys, the Lovable Rogues, you guys had a top 10 hit. You guys were good.
Yeah.
And you were on Britain's Got Talent, huge show, and all that kind of stuff. So I suppose what I'm trying to say is I find it hugely admiring that your dream was obviously to be a singer.
Admirable.
admirable. But it is.
I find it very admirable.
boring. that I do that, you know, you had this dream. You were on this road, you know, accomplishing much more than anyone else had. But then what you do is you kind of say, do you know what, I'm going to step away from this and do something else. That takes, you know, big balls to do that.
Big cojones.
Yeah, big cojones to do that. And also to realize that potentially there wasn't quite a future in that. And I suppose there's a lot of people out there who are doing jobs or doing things and following a certain dream or following something and not quite achieving it or still chasing it. And they're too scared to change industries or change jobs or things like that. And so what would you say to those people who are doing those kind of things? Because I think a lot of people suffer from that.
I think if you're too scared to change, I think, you know, I really just had a word with myself and just, you know, I knew that I didn't want to stay in that anymore. And if that's the case and you feel like you're not happy doing it or whatever, then change it. Like, why not? There's nothing to lose. But I don't want to say that, you know, that you shouldn't carry on doing it if you love it, because
if it's your
it's
dream,
your dream,
you know?
And I get you've got to chase dreams. And I don't want anyone to listen to this and actually, you know, want to be in music and think, oh, well, then what's the point? Because actually, there is a lot of point, you know, if you've got to believe
in
yourself.
Because it's also not just about the destination. It's about the journey, right? The process that people do these things. It's not just because they want to become a huge pop star, but they actually like making music and like the you know, so I suppose it's different priorities, really. And also doing something new and challenging yourself, like going into a new industry like radio presenting. I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's a new challenge, as I said.
I just admire you, Sonny, because I think it's a very impressive move to do that, to step away. If I was in a pop band and I was doing
are you
that,
talking about Made in Chelsea?
Yeah, and I did it for 10 years. Yeah. Kept hold of that one. Whoa, couldn't let that one go. Yeah.
Wait, are you still on it?
Yeah, Francis, you ask me this every single time. You've asked me this every single podcast we've done, and we do this once a week. You just leave it.
Because I never believe
leave
you.
It. Just leave it. Francis, you should probably ask Sonny. You know, he's on one of the biggest breakfast shows in the country, presenting it, hosting it.
Oh, yeah?
Should I ask him? You have your own music. You know?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah. I'll send you some of my songs. Some of my
email songs. Me. Yeah.
You wouldn't be allowed to play it anyway on the radio.
No,
I guess.
Not at all. No.
Send it to me, but I won't play it.
To be honest, like I just make it for fun for me. But it's like, you know, some sort of progressive house techno.
I just love that. I love how he just says that. So you love that. It's just for me, but you're interested, it's just some progressive house music.
A bit of tech house.
It's just a bit of tech house.
It's good, I think.
Okay, Francis is not going to play it on the radio. You're never going to hear your music on Capital.
No, I'm not asking to, you know, obviously ask, just send it to him. He can listen to it.
I'll listen to it, yeah, for sure. Yeah. In my own time.
They don't even play techno on Capital Radio.
No, they don't.
Also, I'm just intrigued because you're playing music all the time. What artists are you really enjoying at the moment? Sounds like a weird one, but I'm always intrigued. Who are you loving at the moment?
It's a bit of a weird one because normally I don't listen to anyone outside of work, because by the time you're finished playing 4 hours of music, the last thing you want to listen to is more music. Do tend to listen. No, go on.
Until Francis,
I will listen to yours.
I will
listen to yours. I can't wait to listen to yours. Actually, I love progressive house music.
Right. You're so good for radio. You're so good for radio. You're such a good liar. Sonny, I was like, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to listen to that. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
that's my evening sorted.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
But who do you love, Sonny? Who are you loving or you're impressed with at the moment?
Be honest, I'm a bit of a loser when it comes to music. Like, I love a bit of pop music, so like McFly have just released an album. I'm loving that at the moment.
Yes.
But then I love like your sort of acoustic sort of singers, so like Daniel Caesar, your Tom Misches, all that sort of, like, I don't know. My music variety.
Daniel's,
is
I haven't heard of these guys.
Oh mate, you'd love Daniel Caesar. He's
Daniel Caesar.
Yeah. You've probably heard his song before. It's so good.
Float like a cannonball.
No, that's
that one.
Damien Rice, that is.
Damien Rice. That's old school.
Yeah,
that's like 15 years ago.
Yeah, showing your age now, Jamie.
Hey, Francis, we got to that moment in the podcast where we need to have the question of the week. Answer.
The answer.
Yeah, the answer. The question of the week.
So the first question was, how do UPS drivers save 10 million gallons of petrol a year?
Mm-hmm.
And Sonny, you said they leave the heater off.
Yeah, because their door's always open, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doors are always open. What is that, Sonny? What do you mean their doors are always open?
No,
UPS.
The UPS doors.
Our doors are always open.
They're always open. And they always wear brown shorts. I don't know why.
It's true, they do.
Yeah, short shorts. They're short shorts. Yeah.
And I said that they can't go over a certain speed limit.
Speed, so they just drive slower. They deliver slower.
Yeah.
That's your answer. So the answer is actually that they avoid left turns. So they basically go in only, they start off in a circle, a large circle, and they slowly do smaller sort of concentric right turns.
What, so in basically the circular by avoiding towns?
So they have all these deliveries to do around a town. They have a program that splits up the deliveries, so the route is a massive right circle that goes, and they slowly gets closer and closer to the middle.
Surely not.
Yeah, surely not.
So because obviously, if you think about it, if you do left and right turns, it's the longer route, right? So they do it by shortening the route by only going right when they can.
Yeah, surely not. But let's...
No, that's true. Hey, ask a UPS driver.
I'm going to ask him. Listen, if there is a UPS driver out there right now, please Instagram us, DM us at Private Podcast, Instagram Sonny, Sonny J on Instagram, Instagram him, or send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com.
Well known.
And send us the truth, because we want to hear the truth. What is the answer to the other one?
Can I also say, if you want to contact Jamie as well, you can do it in the comments section on the Daily Mail. You would really like that.
Yeah. That's where everyone seems to contact me now.
Because he does read it. They're going to get even more brutal now that they know you read them.
I can't wait. I'm going to do one.
I've done quite a few, actually. But the second answer, which was how many birds have been extinct by the cat?
Yeah.
And the answer is 33 species of bird have become extinct, and they believe that it's mostly to do with cats.
Really? What do you mean they believe? So it's not fact.
I know.
No, it is a fact, but you know, everything is you know, there might be another bird hiding out somewhere.
What if I don't believe that?
Hey, it's up to you, Sonny. But you know,
because I don't believe the UPS one either. I think you're mugging yourself. That's what I think you do.
Total horseshit. Well, they believe it's cats.
Yeah.
No, 33% scientists, obviously, they can't know for sure that there are none of that particular species of bird. But by not observing them in the wild for a certain period of time, that's the parameters for declaring something extinct.
Because
there might be someone that's hiding somewhere, but they don't know.
Boring.
Yeah, boring. Hey, Sonny, listen, dude, I just want to say a huge thank you for coming on the podcast. Such a freaking laugh. And honestly, I want to tell them...
Anytime you want, we'll come on Capital Radio.
I'll hold you to that.
Hey, dude, listen, we would love that. And also, I want to give a big shout out. You know, Sonny, you're starting Dancing on Ice. We're going to be voting. Hey, listeners, go out and vote for Sonny 100%. Because, dude, I want you to go all the way. I just want to see you laugh. I want to see you in the final.
Why are you laughing and saying that? I don't get it.
In the final, dancing to one of your own songs, that would be my favourite.
That'd be pretty cool. All of one song to choose from. I can't wait. Yeah.
Also, Sonny, listen, we can catch you on Capital Radio every single weekday, can't you? From 4 a.m. in the morning. No. What time is the start?
It's from 6 till 10. But guys, thank you honestly so much for having me. It's been wicked. I've really enjoyed it, honestly.
Mate, you're a complete legend. Hey, listen, Sonny, what we'd like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh, that's for me. Okay. Get up at 4:15 every morning, because it's so much fun, and you'll never be tired if you get up that early. So go out and seize the day.
Sounds like bad advice.
Watch the sunrise. You'll never be tired, and you'll never be grumpy. Yeah. There you go.
Sonny J, everybody.
Sonny
we'll see
J.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Oh, mate, Sonny, you're a legend. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.